This is Bishop Charlene M. Jameson, and I am inviting you to be a part of my Empowerment Podcast each Monday, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Now, this is where we learn to live in victory every day. And at such a time as this, we all need to know how to live in victory. Join me on all forms of social media and at hogckd.org. Now let us learn how together. In my reading the other day, I read where the writer said, "Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old." The people were encouraged to cast their eyes forward and not backwards, for what's done is done. And I thought about that as we're moving into a new year. Our selected topic for discussion today is all things new. Let's just be honest. We're thankful to God for another year. Yet we often allow our minds to become plagued with the occurrences of the past. We begin to evaluate what we did wrong and how we could have done things differently. We assassinate the potential of the greatness that is within us for the defeats that are readily before us. Regardless of how difficult things may have been in the past, you can't do anything to change any part of it. You can only do what you can to make things better. Or as the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17, behold, all things are become new. Life is a journey filled with moments of joy, sorrow, triumph, and failure. As we navigate through this journey, it is essential to understand the significance of leaving the past behind and looking towards the future with faith in God. This transition is not merely about forgetting what has happened, but about embracing the lessons learned and moving forward with hope and trust in a higher power. The past, with all its experiences, shapes who you are today. It is a repository of memories, both good and bad, that can either anchor us in regret or propel us towards growth. Holding on to past mistakes, grievances, or even successes can hinder our progress. It is in these moments of reflection that we must turn to God, seeking His guidance and strength to release the burdens of yesterday. As it is written in Isaiah 43:18-19, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I'm doing a great thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? This scripture reminds us that God is always at work, recreating new opportunities and paths for us. Faith in God provides a foundation of hope and assurance that the future holds promise. When we trust in His plan, we can face the unknown with confidence. Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14 encourages us to forget what is behind and strain toward what is ahead, pressing on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called us heavenward in Christ Jesus. This passage emphasizes the importance of focusing on our divine purpose and the eternal rewards that await us. Moreover, looking towards the future with God involves an active relationship with Him. It requires prayer, meditation, and a commitment to living according to His will. By doing so, we align our desires with His, allowing His wisdom to guide our decisions and actions. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 advises, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him, and He will make your path straight. This trust transforms our perspective, enabling us to see challenges as opportunities for growth and blessings in disguise. Leaving the past behind and looking towards the future in God is a journey of faith, hope, and trust. It is about releasing the weight of yesterday and embracing the promise of tomorrow with a heart anchored in divine assurance. As we step into the future, let us do so with the confidence that God is with us, guiding our steps and illuminating our path. With Him, the future is not just a continuation of time, but a canvas of endless possibilities and divine purpose. I'd like to leave with you today some spiritual nuggets. And the spiritual nuggets is, we call it a summary of key points that we should glean from all things new. And here are these points. Leaving the past behind and looking towards the future in God brings peace and hope. Trusting in His plan, we release past burdens and embrace new beginnings. Faith guides us, illuminating our path with love and purpose. With God, the future holds endless possibilities and profound blessings. Embracing God's scripture, we find solace in leaving the past behind. Philippians chapter 3 encourages us to forget what lies behind and strain forward to what lies ahead, pressing on toward the goal. Trusting in God's plan, we find hope and strength to pursue a future filled with His promises. These are our spiritual nuggets for us to remember as we move forward in the new year. This is the Empowerment Podcast with Bishop Charlene M. Jameson. Join us next Monday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. Blessings upon you all. Remember, all things new.